I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Trapper Tice of Mountain Monsters. Mr. Tice is a legendary tracker with over 50 years of experience corralling cantankerous critters. Over the next segment, Trapper Tice will talk about his reality series that seeks out mysterious mountain monsters, which airs Fridays at 9 p.m. on Destination America. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to squatch a sass, feel free to put your Bigfoot down as we leave a trail of breadcrumbs in the past in order to trap a most abominable present. Trapper, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Okay, thank you.
What are you going to be confronting in this season's last episode?
It's a two-hour season finale of the Ohio Grassman. We're back in in Central Ohio, in Perry County, Ohio, in Moonshine Hollow. We went after him last year, and that's what we're into.
So when you first confronted the Grassman of Perry County, what was your biggest challenge when you did that?
It was like a two-mile hike down into Moonshine Hollow, and I think that was a challenge to start with. And we actually got the first season, we got a photograph of him, and that was pretty cool.
So when you were investigating the Grassman, was that some of the best evidence you ever had for a creature?
Yes, and some of the best witnesses we've ever had for a creature.
What was some of the evidence that was left behind that you guys were able to track?
Well, the thing of it is, in this day and age, everyone carries a smartphone. It seems like everyone has one, and so they got. We have video evidence of the Ohio Grassman. Very good video evidence this season.
Is he tougher to deal with than some of the other creatures you've tracked?
No, I don't think so. I think we've had the first place we knew about him because we had been after him before.
Right.
Okay. We knew his terrain, where he hung out at, there in Moonshine Hollow, in that old steel house. So we were familiar with the terrain. So, and we were familiar with the Ohio Grassman. So that really gave us an up on him this season.
Now, tell us about Ames. What inspired you to help create that organization?
We started out. It started out with just me, and it got too much for me. And so Willie's actually a neighbor, so, and I knew he was interested, so I brought him on. And he's just, Willie's like a mountain engineer. And Jeff, I've known Jeff for years, so, and he's a good folklore person and a real good researcher. So that's how we started back in 06, and it just grew from there.
Now, personally, what is the most profoundly mysterious thing you've ever experienced?
Well, that's hard to say because it's just hard to explain. I mean, man, there's been so many. I think the most dangerous is the Snallygaster. Hogzilla in Ohio, he was big and furious, and we actually caught Hogzilla, so... And that was a good one too.
Well, also the cave creature. That was
tricky. The cave creature. That was we were completely out of our element underground back in those caverns in Greenbrier County, and he was a very intelligent type creature, a hairless creature too. I got a good view of him. The camera didn't get a good view of him as I did, and he was sleek, fast, and. And he's one of those creatures that, and most of them are that way, that just want to be left alone.
And that was tricky because it had a whole series, you know, miles and miles of caves.
Yeah, at one time we were probably in 3 miles.
Now, what's the key to tracking something? What are the things to look for when you're tracking?
You know, that's hard to explain because let me tell you why. I got 50 years experience out there, okay?
Right.
So I see things. I see things that no one else sees, and reading signs. A creature can walk across a bed of leaves, and I can see where he walked. A leaf turned wrong here, a leaf turned wrong there, a little mark in the bark on a tree. And I don't know. I think I have a special talent for that, you know.
If somebody confronts a predator, is it a good idea to stand your ground or to run?
No, you have to stand your ground.
Right.
You have to. That's all there is to it. You can't run. If a mouse stood up to a cat, more than likely that cat would leave him alone. But the instant he runs, he attacks.
Right.
And so the instant you'll turn your back and run, you'll get attacked. You have to stand your ground.
Now, Trapper, you've been on Mountain Monsters. This is your second season. What's the best thing about being on a show like this?
I can tell you exactly the best thing about that. I'm sitting in the elementary school in St. Mary's, waiting on my granddaughter to get out of class early one day. They led two kindergarten classes out into the cafeteria. And I'm sitting in the back of the cafeteria with a friend of mine. And when they seen me, I had 40 kindergarten kids around me asking me questions, if I knew their grandpa, if I knew this, if I did that. That is the absolute best TV moment.
Exactly. Well, it just shows you the power of television. Hey, Trapper, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I will.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.